Hello and welcome to Show and Tell, the podcast series from the RPG Academy, where we bring on guests and we talk about something cool. Today's guests are Evan, the project manager, and Vincent, the director of sales and marketing for Playbook, an RPG application tool that does a lot of very cool things for you at the table. We're going to talk about the existing product and, of course, the new Kickstarter that is going to bring this product to multiple platforms. Vincent, Evan, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Good morning. Yeah, good.
So you guys are like West Coasters, right?
We are.
So this is pretty early in the morning for you.
Well, Vincent's on the West Coast. I'm in Colorado.
Oh, okay. So not too bad. And let me start by apologizing. We were supposed to have done this earlier in the week at a time that's probably better for you guys. Unfortunately, I had a sick kid and the wife was out of town, so wasn't going to work out anyways. But I do apologize. I hate canceling interviews, especially as late as that one was. But we're here now. We're going to make this happen. So, Vincent, I'll start with you. What is Playbook? For those that don't know, what is it? Why should they care about it?
Playbook is more of a concept than a single product. What we refer to as Playbook most frequently is actually called Playbook for Pathfinder, which is a companion app for Paizo's Pathfinder role-playing game. And so it has multiple features. It has a hyperlinked searchable library of the PRD rule books, which people really enjoy. It's got a what we call the party module, which means that you can communicate with other people in your party. So if you are a sneaky rogue and you want to pickpocket somebody without the whole party knowing, you can actually private message your GM and say, hey, I do this. It has a die roller, which is also shareable. So while the sneaky rogue is pickpocketing, the GM can actually say, make a die roll, send me the result. So it's all done silently on an iPad. And also, one of the things we found during gameplay was that the players can share their initiative roles directly with the GM, and they pop up in a little list on the GM screen, which is a lot faster than going around the table and trying to remember who had what and everybody shouting out their things, but just zipping them up really fast. Gosh, there's so many little pieces. One of the big things we're really aiming to do with Playbook in general is to take all those apps that everybody has, those the die roller, the messaging, the library, the rule search, the character generator. We've got a couple different modes of character generator. There's simple and more full featured. But just combine them all into one app that is integrated so that you can play it all without having to open and close apps, without having to dig into that pile of books we all have. As a side benefit, we found that the GMs really love it because they can get up and run around the table. They're no longer stuck behind a little screen. They're now perfectly mobile and can get up and wave their arms and do what they do in a little bit more visceral way.
Well, I don't wanted to jump in there just for a quick second, just because I know there's a lot of virtual tabletops that are popping up, you know, some more famous than others. But what Playbook is, it's not designed to play remotely, though I think it can. It's designed to be used at the table. So you're still sitting around a table, your friends, your family, your gamers are still there, but it tries to move the books and dice rolling off the table into the electronic space to free the GM up and the players up to do other things. But it's not actually a virtual tabletop, correct?
That's correct. I think, well, you know, there's a caveat to that. I mean, it is a cloud-based platform, so location does not really matter if you're running a virtual tabletop through with video and shared maps and minis. You can still use Playbook to look up your rules and manage your character sheets. So that piece is still available. Does that answer your question?
I just wanted to clarify for anyone listening that this was something, at least from my previous conversations with you and the people in your company, that this is still designed to have the same face-to-face game that you might have now. This just sort of is a tool to simplify and enhance the current game. Again, you could use it virtually, but that's not really what it was designed for.
Yes. Yeah. It is designed ideally for at the table gameplay. So it takes you know, you can walk up to the table with your tablet instead of your pile of books if you need to.
And then specifically, we mentioned removing the books. And this is one of the features of Playbook that I really thought was awesome from before and now. Whether it just be I want to play a spellcaster and I have, you know, 14 different spells I can cast, or if a GM purchases a module, everything's like hypertext linked together. So I can just click on the spell and then it will bring up what that spell does and all of the information I would need. Or if a GM is running a module and there's like, hey, there's four goblins, you can just click on the goblins and, hey, look, you're looking at all the stats for the goblin. That's all still part of the process, right?
It is. And it's all trackable. There are adventure... There's encounter level tracking, so you can look at the GM can look at the character sheets of all the players instantly without having to refer to notes or to go back and forth by asking people. You can track your monsters and NPCs in the same screen. You can track the adventure outcomes, and then you can track your campaigns. And one of the features that I think is the most exciting for me personally is as the GM is flipping through their materials on their tablet, and so it's kind of like we call it the tablet of holding because you basically can have the whole game in this single little tiny thing. If you see a map, a piece of art, almost anything you want to share with your group, rather than holding up a book and using your hands to kind of cover up the text while you're showing them that one little picture. I know that happens. I play a lot of Call of Cthulhu, and so there's always that, look at this, but not at that. The GM can just hold their fingers on that map or that image and send it directly to everybody's tablets at the table. And so it just pops up contextually. Or you can send it to just limited people at the table. So if just one person opens the secret letter, only that person sees it, and then they have the opportunity to describe it to the rest of the party, show it to the rest of the party, or lie to it about about it to the rest of the party. So that's the full-featured playbook for Pathfinder.
Well, I think there's one core thing that I do want to stress that's really important for what we're trying to do with Playbook, and that is to release us from the shackles of PDFs as a medium. We've been as an entire genre, we've been strapped to PDFs for a long, long time, and PDFs are old and they're slow and they're a bit clunky, and we have a lot of apps for being able to use them in different ways and highlighting and customizing and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, the PDFs are, they really need to go. And I think for us, we're offering an alternative. We're offering an ebook style solution that allows you to easily search, link between books, and this is the piece that I think is, I mean, this is one of the core things about the product that I think people will really find valuable.
It's funny. I think that the core thing about the anti-PDF movement is to it is so much easier to integrate multimedia. Mm-hmm. We're moving forward with integrating art packs, sound effects. Some of the best games I played, the GMs were using a tablet and had little monster sound effects that they would run through a Bluetooth speaker behind us that we didn't know was there. A barn owl is forever now the noise of a owl bear to me. And when it went off behind me, I just about hit the ceiling, which added a just... instead of rolling for surprise, I was clearly surprised.
The long-term vision, and I think, you know, our app is already capable of doing this. We just need to try to encourage people to join the movement, is that we can integrate these books with multimedia content. So it's not just audio, but we can throw video into the middle of the book and have you link it and share it. We can throw interactive like games. If you want to put puzzles in, we can do that.
How to decode the trap.
People. Yeah. It's just a matter of people having the wherewithal to, to do it.
Again, Playbook is currently available on some platforms. Is it strictly iOS at the current moment?
Playbook for Pathfinder is strictly on iOS at this time. There's movement within the company to expand it to a platform-neutral stance, but that's not today's project. That is today's project is, we call it, we differentiate between Playbook for Pathfinder, which is what we just described, and the Android version, which is Playbook Essentials. Because it's taken us about 2 years and change to get playbook for Pathfinder fully up and running, we're going to be able to ramp up new content much, much faster. But we went to Gen Con, we went to PaizoCon. Our social media manager, Rachel, is always on the Twitters and Facebook and emails, and we keep hearing the word Android over and over and over and over and over. It's the number one question: when are you coming to Android? And so we really wanted to come out with something sooner than later, and so we looked at the most popular feature in Playbook for Pathfinder, which was this interactive, hyperlinked, searchable multimedia library. So we said, hey, let's bring that out on Android. First, let's get it out there as quickly as possible so people can start playing with it. And so that is what we're calling Playbook Essentials, which is what we are kickstarting now. Playbook Essentials is first-gen Playbook for Pathfinder. We started going through the Kickstarter, and we had a stretch goal in there that was to add the D&D 5e OGL SRD rules. And rather than waiting, because we got kind of a slow start, a lot of people don't know about us, we decided to crack open the stretch goal early. And so Playbook Essentials will be both the PRD for Pathfinder and the SRD for 5e.
I should clarify, I think Vincent mentioned that said that it took us 2 years to do Playbook for Pathfinder. That's actually, we've spent 2 years on the platform refining it and building it, but the actual process of getting Pathfinder into the application didn't take us all that long. It was, you know, this is something that we really hope to do in the future, is get more and more rule sets into the system. And Pathfinder was sort of the second rule set that we went with, obviously having previously done 5e.
Now, one of the things I wanted to jump just a quick sec back to talk about and maybe clarify is, so part of the goal of this is that you can get away from having all of your books. You don't necessarily have to use PDFs, because even though they work, they are not necessarily the most streamlined way to look at your books. But the question that always comes up is, I already own 75 Pathfinder books. Mm-hmm. What do I have to pay to get access to them in this app? Do I have to repurchase everything I've already paid for in just in a different form?
So we are actually working with Paizo at the moment on an API integration with their store. So if you've purchased Pathfinder materials through the Paizo store, then as they're supported in Playbook, they will become available to you. And that integration is currently being worked on. So I'm crossing my fingers that it's within about a month or two of coming online. But, you know, as you know, that software is software. So that's a hope, not a promise.
Says the project manager. The director of marketing is like, yes, of course, that'll be soon. And it's going to be amazing. Yeah. The short answer to that is no, people are not going to have to purchase content again. Mm-hmm. What you already own in the Paizo store, as we Playbook enable it, will just pop up in your Playbook library.
Yes.
And so there will be none of this purchasing twice. We also don't do seat licenses for Playbook. So what you own is what you own. And should for some reason in the future you decide to let your subscription lapse, that content stays in your Playbook library. It's still accessible to you. You don't get cut off from it. And so we don't hold anything hostage. It's always yours, and you can always turn it on and use it. So that's not we try to make sure that it is as gamer-friendly as possible, because we're all gamers, and we all spend a lot of money on all that content. And basically our rule is, if it would piss us off, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Because we go through all of our content, we're like, oh, that would really drive me nuts if somebody did that to me. And we're like, whoop, then we're not doing it. That's the auto veto.
Right. All right. So let me touch on a couple things, and then we'll get into the Kickstarter itself. So again, so there is an application currently available on iOS, basically Playbook for Pathfinder. Mm-hmm. Now, is this a paid download? Because you mentioned subscription. So this all sounds great to me, I want to check it out. Where do I go, and what's it going to cost me to get on board?
Well, it is, you go to the Apple App Store, and you can just download it directly there. And it is the massive subscription price, he said sarcastically, of $2 a month currently, at least through the end of this year. And that gives you the full suite of features that we mentioned before. You get to keep any content you purchase. So the $2 a month also comes with a free first month. So you do subscribe, but the first month you're not billed, so that you can try it out for a month and see if you like it. And everybody's always worried that the subscription price is on auto renew and it freaks everybody out. You can turn that off. And if for some reason you forget to turn it off and you want to turn, like, not have it auto subscribe, we're a company of less than 10 people. And our customer service manager / social service, social media manager, and I will gladly cancel anybody who wants to be canceled, though we will be sad about it. I shouldn't say we'll gladly do it. We'll be sad. And right. And Rachel will send you a photo of her sad face, maybe. She hates it when I volunteer for things, by the way. But but yeah, so it's, you know, for $2 a month, we definitely don't want to, like, tick anybody off or any amount of money that way. So subscription price is largely in agreement with our licensed partners because they don't want us giving content away for free.
Gotcha.
And it's just to keep the system up and running. We don't actually make $2 a month is not making our fortune, so that we're not overly concerned about that kind of thing.
All right. And then just the last thing on what's currently available is, I know that there are modules that you can purchase to run for the GMs, obviously the Paizo specific modules, but I know some people on Twitter I follow that have written modules that are now loaded into that system as well. What is the process for someone that would want to get their content? Is it something you guys have to work out an agreement? Because I guess what I'm saying is it like a marketplace, like in some other apps where anybody can load something, and then if it sells, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Or what does that look like in terms of if I wanted to write a module and make it available?
Well, that's a two-phase process. I'll do phase one, and Evan, you can cover phase two, because phase two is a lot more exciting than phase one. And of course, again, being the director of marketing, I'm always like, it's awesome, and you can do everything. And, you know, the developers are like, whoa, they're a big guy. right now, for the next few weeks anyway, you would need to form a publishing agreement with us to get your content on, which is pretty easy. It just goes to a couple of us and we go, hey, that sounds cool. However, the big other news of what we're in developing now is something called the Forge. Evan?
Sure. So, and that's really the crux of the answer, your question, Michael. The Forge is a tandem project that we are working on in the background that I've mentioned before in other projects, but that we are actually getting momentum on it, and it is coming out, and it's in development now. It's going to be a consumer or, you know, fan-facing product for building and distributing your adventures. So you may have heard us talk about a technology that we have internally called the Story Machine. And this is what allows us to build our hyperlinked and audio linked and all of these really cool books that we have in our apps. And the Story Machine is a really, really great, versatile tool, but it's also not really ready for customer consumption. And what we are doing is upgrading it and making it pretty and turning it into something that you could use and publish your adventures through our apps with. And then coupled with that, we're looking at building a marketplace so that people can distribute their own content and sell it.
And I am, awesome. There's no one more excited about this than I am.
Yeah.
For years, even before I started with Trapdoor, this is like the app I wanted. This is one of the reasons I came to this company is I have all kinds of multimedia adventure stuff I'm going to build and the shareable maps and being able to like whip over images and art. This is happening as fast as someone inside the company can breathe down our developer's neck and go, gimme, 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 gimme.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic. All right. So now let's talk about the Kickstarter proper. As you said, you launched a Kickstarter with the idea of bringing the most popular and most requested features from the current playbook for Pathfinder into Playbook Essentials and make it available on Android. Obviously, you know, Kickstarters are there to raise funds and to grow awareness. Your Kickstarter runs until November 1st.
That's correct.
So right now you guys aren't quite there yet. So you need some extra support to get people to jump on and be excited about this. So other than what we've already said, because we've already said a lot, what is it about the new line, the new essentials that should get people excited and get them to come check out your Kickstarter page?
Well, there's two big points on Playbook Essentials, and one is that it's coming to the platform that we've heard the word Android so many times that this is, you want it, we're building it. That's kind of our mantra on this one, is that people have asked for this, and we, as fellow gamers ourselves, we listen to what other gamers say, and so we're like, we need to build this. So that became an immediate priority during Gen Con, because so many people came up to us and were like, Android, Android, Android. And we came home from Gen Con and started plans to develop Android just immediately. The other big hit is that we decided to add the 5e SRD rules. We'd gone back and forth with Project Morningstar a couple years ago to do this. And that's the other thing, is people really love both systems. People like to go back and forth between systems, pick and choose different rules to really create their own game out of a merger of D&D and its nephew, Pathfinder. And so we're building it.
Yeah.
But I used to work at Wizards of the Coast, and I went there as part of a lifelong dream to work on Dungeons & Dragons, because I was a first E kid. You know, first edition way back, I can remember the difference between basic and advanced Dungeons and Dragons. And so it was really one of my dreams to go out and to work in this industry. And like many people, I kind of also grew to love Pathfinder. It kept certain aspects of the game going during 4E, which some other people liked, but wasn't everybody's cup of tea. And so I, like most people, have kind of a blended hybrid approach to the systems, which, you know, I adapt for sci-fi scenarios, horror scenarios. I'm a big horror fan. And so, yeah, the big hits are Android and 5e integration.
For some of the more technically minded folks out there, they may be excited to know that we are developing Playbook Essentials on the Unity platform. And what that essentially means is that we will have the flexibility to port Playbook Essentials just about anywhere. Doesn't mean we will necessarily. Obviously, every platform we will be looking at based on, you know, how well and effectively we can do it. But with Unity, it offers a lot more flexibility. So I personally am pretty excited about that.
All right. Now, you had mentioned, Vincent, about, you know, you're a horror fan. I think you mentioned Call of Cthulhu earlier. Mm-hmm. Is this something that eventually down the road, more and more systems will get moved into Playbook? Is that like the goal? But obviously Pathfinder and D&D are probably the two largest market shareholders of RPGs. Makes sense from a business standpoint. But if I'm someone who really likes this obscure game, or just almost, I won't say obscure, but just not as mainstream, am I eventually going to be able to utilize the Playbook app?
That is the big goal, and it's a passion, not only for me personally, but a number of other people in the company. I mean, there are so many games that I'm in my office of several thousand books and about 100 games. And just looking around, I'm like, oh yeah, I need that. I need that. We'd love to see Call of Cthulhu, Savage Worlds, 13th Age, Dragon's Age, Delta Green. I mean, I can't even... Hollow Earth Expeditions, that would be amazing to get in also. And so that's definitely something I am constantly... many of them are based here in Seattle, many of the game companies for, I think, some of the big... So I'm constantly skulking around, sniffing that out. And a lot of it is just now we're such a small company that we are so beholden, or we're so dependent on fan support for a lot of these projects. So yeah, if people love something, let us know, because we love it all and want to prioritize according to what our fans want. So
a small pet project of mine with Forge is also to encourage people to come up with their own homebrew rule sets, and or maybe even play around with existing ones. So there will be a lot of flexibility coming down with the rule sets that we want to support.
Excellent. All right, but we got to get this first one off the ground. So we need a lot more people to come check out your Kickstarter page. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that is kickstarter.com/playbook essentials. There will be links in the show notes if anybody wants to go directly over there. Now, are there any videos on the site that will kind of show the product in action, or are there other places they can go to get some demos of what it looks like if you use it?
There's a number of demos of Playbook for Pathfinder. The full version of that. There's one on Board Game Geek that Evan did. Mm-hmm. There is a 20-second splash video that's on our YouTube channel, which is Trapdoor Tech. We have a lot of other demos for character builders and various other things on Trapdoor Tech. But the Playbook Essentials is so early on in the development phase that there's not a lot of... not a lot of video on it yet. We are developing, one of the stretch goals is a custom UI for people who back the Kickstarter. We haven't reached it yet, but we certainly could, so that people who are in that first level will have something pretty swank and special that won't be available later.
The core features that you see in some of the demos Vincent's talking about will be in Essentials, as far as the book reader and all of that. And Playbook Essentials is a starting point. It's going to be a modular based application, which allows us to add more features as time goes on based on demand. So that's something that I'm pretty excited about.
And those features are just pushed, correct me if I'm wrong here, Evan, they're just pushed out over the interwebs, correct? So like,
yeah, it's an app update.
So it's not like you have to go and download anything specifically or know about it. Just like magic. It's auto-magical.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So if anyone out there is currently on iOS and you haven't given Playbook a try, go take a look, download the app. You get the first month for free. Won't cost you anything to try it out. And if you do like it, you know, $2 a month is one trip to Starbucks. Or less than one trip, actually. And if this is something you want to see come to Android, then go please check out the Kickstarter. Again, there will be links in the show notes. So, Vincent, Evan, is there any last things you guys would really want to make sure someone who's maybe on the fence about joining Playbook for Pathfinder now or jumping on the Kickstarter for Essentials, something that they might want to know or something that would be like, oh, that's cool, and push them over the edge?
There's so much cool about it. You know, some of the other media coverage we've got people are loving this library module because it's not just a library, it's searchable, hyperlinked, shareable. And it's kind of funny because we originally thought that other things were much more exciting. And after coming back from Gen Con, just having all those books at your fingertips in a single tablet, one of the examples we used was, say that you want to search for a rule. For instance, I went to Pathfinder Society the other night and I was late. And so I had my tablet, my dice bag spilled in my car. And I hate being late. So I ran in carrying nothing but the tablet. And I was like, all right, let's see if I can play without anything but this tablet. And not only was I able to play, but I was able to look up all the rules for those crazy bardic spells. Because, yeah, I was playing the bard. And everyone was like, you played the best bard ever, because I didn't have to ask anybody. I didn't have to slow down the action by debating with the GM. I could just type into the search window and it searched all the books and would pull up everything that I needed to know in seconds. Same thing with the die rolls, everything else. I was able to do it just so fast that even somebody who was late and discombobulated could could look like a total grade A role player.
Awesome. All right. Anything from you, Evan? Any last words that you'd want to try to really get someone to come check out the program now or the Kickstarter?
Yeah. You know, for me, this has been a labor of love and an attempt to really level up the experience of playing tabletop at the table. And I know that there are a lot of other players out there, and there's a lot of things that people are doing that are really awesome and interesting. But I think, you know, for us, we're trying to make it pretty and we're trying to make the book form the sort of gold standard again, if in a digital context. And, you know, and this is only the beginning. We want to keep building momentum so that we can keep this vision, you know, going forward. And I think there's a bright future for everybody in tabletop gaming.
Awesome. All right. Well, Vincent, Evan, thank you guys so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Best of luck on the Kickstarter and then with any continued projects that you work on. I'd love to have you back anytime there's any big announcements that we can help spread the word about. And for Vincent and Evan, this has been Michael, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the RPG Academy podcast, the flagship program of the RPG Academy Network. If you enjoy what we do here, then please check out therpgacademy.com and visit our site partners for additional entertainment and gaming advice.
We do this out of love for the hobby and for you, our fans. The podcast and site content will always be free for you to enjoy and utilize. But we do have expenses related to the show. If you'd like to help out in any way, please visit patreon.com/VRPG Academy and check out the rewards we are providing for your monthly pledges. We use all funds that come in to improve the show and give you better content and quality.
And if you don't have the coin to spend, don't worry. You can still help us out in many ways. You can subscribe to our show on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. You can leave us a 5-star review. Also, if you clear your cookies and you visit Amazon or the DriveThruRPG site through our portal, we get a small percentage of what you pay, and it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Just like any RPG, our site works best with open lines of communication. We love talking with our listeners about everything. Please contact us with any questions, concerns, and comments that you have. We also love to hear feedback and experiences from your own games. You can email us via podcast@therpgacademy.com and reach us on social media, such as Facebook and Google+, @therpgacademy.
But Twitter is usually the fastest way to reach us. You can find my favorite co-host, The Caleb G, @TheCalebG.
And you can find my favorite co-host, Michael, @TheRPGAcademy.
Thanks for listening, and as always, if you're having fun, you're doing it right.